ABC Radio Australia.
COVID-19 has consumed our attention for most of 2020, but experts in the Pacific are warning of another major health crisis. Antimicrobial resistance occurs when a virus and bacteria that make people sick no longer respond to medicine the way they should, making infections very hard to treat. The problem is so serious, the World Health Organization considers it to be one of the top 10 public health threats facing humanity. But a lack of research means that the extent of the issue in the Pacific is not well known, and that's something a team of scientists in Fiji are working hard to change. Marion Farr has this report.
If COVID-19 has taught us one thing, it's the importance of being able to treat infections and disease. But amidst the rush to find a coronavirus vaccine, experts are warning of another public health crisis.
Antimicrobial resistance is basically one of the greatest threats facing humanity to date. And it's a global problem.
Dr. Walter Akello is a researcher for Australia's leading scientific organisation, the CSIRO, specialising in the study of antimicrobial resistance, or AMR. The problem occurs when microbes such as viruses, bacteria and parasites mutate and don't respond to medicines like antibiotics and antifungals.
Very worrying because antimicrobial resistance occurs in a very wide spectrum, both in human animals and environment. That alone creates a lot of problems and research-wise because you need a lot of research to work within those three domains. To make matters worse, by the time you're still trying to understand the magnitude of the problem, the world is running out of antibiotics. The development of new antibiotics slowed down over the years. So we have a situation where the problem is getting bigger. We are not sure how widespread it is. At the same time, we don't have the obvious solution, which is new antibiotics.
Dr. Akello says incorrect use of antibiotics, poor hygiene, and high levels of contact between humans and animals could increase the risk of viruses mutating.
In future, very simple injuries, the doctors will have difficulty in treating even simple injuries because they've just run out of effective antibiotics. And so that's a worrying situation.
But the extent of AMR in the Pacific is largely unknown.
There's very limited research on antimicrobial resistance. And so most of the governments in the Indo-Pacific region do not really understand the extent or the magnitude of the problem. There are a few reported cases of outbreaks of antimicrobial resistance in hospitals. But because of limited resources in these small island countries, they require a lot more assistance, basically to try and understand how far the problem has spread and how to tackle it.
Dr. Akello is working with scientists in Australia and the Pacific to find out more about AMR in Fiji.
The indication is that it's an emerging problem. And basically what we're trying to do is to try and understand how big this emerging problem is, because at the moment no one really knows.
In 2015, Fiji became the first Pacific country to develop a national action plan to tackle antimicrobial resistance. But Dr. Akello says the country has faced major barriers implementing it. He says one of the biggest challenges is storing medicines properly so they're effective when people take them to treat an illness.
In hot, humid countries, drug storage is a problem because drugs tend to be affected by heat, temperature, and also if there's a lot of rainfall. So if the drugs get affected by high temperatures or hot, humid environments, then it means they're not effective. So by the time someone takes an antibiotic, they're basically taking an antibiotic that is not effective. And so this means that in countries such as Fiji, where it's hot and humid, will require a lot more storage. Most of the drugs need to be put in a cool environment.
Another issue is a lack of regulation around the sale and use of antimicrobial drugs, which means human and animal medicines can get mixed up.
Fiji basically imports drugs into the country. So basically human and animal drugs are sold together. So there's no separation between the two. So inadvertently, people might use the animal drugs because they don't understand that animal drugs should be given to animals. And so this is more of a regulatory issue where we are trying to assist the Fiji government on how to make sure that our animal medicines are sold separately from the human medicine.
Dr. Royford McGeary is a veterinarian at Fiji National University and part of the team studying antimicrobial resistance. He's been working with local farmers to increase awareness around the correct use of medicine in animals.
The major drawback within Fiji is there is limited veterinary services. So most of the time the farmers are buying and administering antibiotics by themselves, which is risky because some of them are supposed to be administered under prescription and by a trained personnel like the veterinarians. There is purely a high shortage of veterinarians in Fiji and the Pacific.
He says microbes that develop resistance in animals can then spread to humans, making it critical that the problem is addressed.
The cost of AML in the region, in the Western Pacific region, could be as high as 1.35 trillion over the next 10 years. The major challenge for Fiji especially is there is high prevalence of diabetes. The cases of amputation because of diabetes are increasing. And if there is antimicrobial resistance with amputation and diabetes, then we might not be able to have the wound healing or recovery.
Dr. Walter Akello from CSIRO agrees. He says better understanding AMR in the Pacific will have broad implications.
Just like COVID-19, AMR knows no boundary. It can quickly spread within a country and between nations. So it's quite important that we take what we call a regional approach. For example, all countries within the Asia-Pacific region all work towards managing the problem. Because if one country has a problem of AMR, then it means that it can quickly spread to other countries and cause a lot of human health loss. This project, we look at it as a prototype. And then we can try and make sure that we look on scaling out the project within the Indo-Pacific region.
Dr. Walter Okello ending that report by Marion Farr.